Sean, how much better is their secondary when you look at this team on film?
Well, I know they spent a lot of time in the offseason with the additions of a couple players. You know, it's week two, so it's hard to measure just off of one game. But clearly when you add, you know, the two type of players they've added, Goldston and Revis are very good players that we've played before with other teams. So, you know, those are two key additions.
What makes Goldston special? Obviously, Revis gets a lot of publicity.
Well, he's got good instincts. He's a real good tackler. He's got range to cover in the back end. You know, he does a lot of things well.
What kind of makes Freeman go?
Well, one of the things with Josh has always been, you know, his ability to extend plays has been tough for us. You know, at times you'll see him step up or flush, and what might be a 3 to 5 yard gain can be a lot longer than that. So, you know, being good in our rush lanes is important. He's got a real strong arm and a good command of their offense.
Kenny Stills had the one huge catch as a rookie. How did you assess how he played?
I thought he handled his first regular season game pretty well. You know, we're still working on some of the specifics as it pertains to blocking within the running game, but he's pretty smart and he knows where to get a line. And, you know, I thought that was, you know, obviously a big play for us at the time, but I thought overall he played pretty well.
Does the fact that they struggled against the Jets offense with a rookie quarterback give any hope going into Sunday's game?
Well, it's just one film that we look at. Some of the looks are different, you know, with some of the things the Jets were doing. The Jets were in and out of some wildcat substitutional offenses. So anytime you play someone this early in the season, you don't have as much tape and you have to go back and look at last year and try to put together what you think is going to be a way they defend you and then be ready to adjust midstream during the game when it changes.
John Jenkins was thrust in early when Broderick Buncombe went down. How did he grade out?
Our plan was to play, you know, all those tackles inside a lot, and obviously he had more snaps than with Bunkley's injury, but he's you know, one of those guys that each week we plan on playing. I think it's important that you have a rotation for those guys up front. But overall, he handled that role well.
So Nick's going to play now if he has to, huh?
Pardon?
I'm sorry. Akeem Hicks can play. Knows if he has to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've got flexibility all during training camp. We played a lot of those guys both at that position, at the end position.
16 wide receivers were drafted ahead of Stills, and he wasn't hidden. He played at Oklahoma. He had big production. You guys obviously liked him, but what do you see a reason when you look at other guys?
I can't speak for any other team in regards to how they had him evaluated. You know, we try to pay attention to our grade. We felt like, you know, he had speed and solid hands. So we liked having, you know, him there when we were able to select him. Was you know, a good thing for us, and I think that we just try to really pay attention to the area scout, the cross check, position coach. There's, you know, a number of grades that goes on a player, and for him and for us, it worked out.
Sean, it's also a small sample size with your own running backs, but were you hoping Mark Ingram would get off to a sort of a fresh start in week one and get past that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we had some tough looks, though, and I think by and large that's something that we talked about, you know, just improving on in general. So I wouldn't point at one player. I think more than anything else, there were some plays there where we had some decent gains and then some plays that weren't as good. So that's something we'll continue to work on.
Sean, were you happy with your pass run balance? You increased your ball to 35 times. So where you want him to be approximately?
There's no specific. Each game you go in maybe with an idea of how you'd like it to unfold. But, you know, we don't set a goal to say it's going to be one or the other. You know, I think it's important that we do have some balance. Some weeks it might be more than others. But I thought from a time of possession standpoint, particularly the fourth quarter, that helped us.
What are your impressions of how Tampa Bay has changed on the Shiano regime? I guess it's your first time.
This is my first game being away a year ago, and you know, I think that I'm sure they're no different than anyone else trying to build a program get the right players in there that fit what they're doing scheme-wise. And you know, I know they're coming off a tough loss the way they lost. So, you know, division game on the road is always difficult. Playing on the road in our league is always difficult. So, you know, we've got a real good challenge ahead of us.
Why have they always been a tough out for you guys? And, you know, you got a really good record, but against them it's been harder than most. Why do you think that's the case?
You know, each year it seems like when we're playing Tampa, it's a hard-fought battle. You know, a year ago was a tough game in Tampa Bay. Could have went either way. I can recall a lot of close games, other games that maybe weren't as close. I think really more than anything, a division opponent, you know, in our division, you know, these teams have all gotten better. You know, that would be the one thing I'd look at. You know, it's a team that is, I think, been a challenge, and primarily because they're in our division. Carolina's the same way, and Atlanta. So, one last question.
I thought he was going for defensive running at Rutgers, and I was wondering how difficult it is to maintain what you think you're good at when you go from college to the pros. That's what you see in them now.
Well, I think the coaches in our league are smart, and they quickly get adjusted to what they feel like is best for their own personnel and their own style. It varies around the league. We've seen a lot of different ways to play offense and defense, and it's one of the good things about it. You know, this is a completely different look compared to a week ago, and the following week will be different, and you know, you're constantly starting over from week, you know, from the beginning of the week with your film study and your game plan, and you gotta, as best you can, compartmentalize it that way. All right, thanks.